What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy. More peace. More of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And come over, if you're not here at Inspired Choices Network, come over here and join the chat room so we can have a one-on-one conversation around the topics that I enjoy discussing and that I feel I'm an expert on. So, who is this Sandy Bird? That's me. And I am an transformational coach and an empowerment expert. And I do that through many different programs, many different techniques. I've added more to my repertoire of working in more trauma and more substance use disorders. I also work with those who need somebody to kind of be the middle person, the mediator within their environment, not necessarily within a divorce, but within their environment. Someone who doesn't just listen, but walks with you side by side and goes on this journey with you. I've been on many journeys in my life, and I want to help you to get on this journey. But as a coach, facilitator, all of those wonderful things, I help you to regulate your nervous system. And that is something I do get a lot of questions about, is what is this nervous system regulation? So what nervous system regulation is learning how to release what no longer serves you and invite in those natural hormones of dopamine and serotonin, which sometimes we get from using substances, or it sometimes are inability to regulate ourselves. And what I mean by that is, just recently I did a class of scream therapy where it was all about screaming and releasing that from the body. Because a lot of us, when we've gone through trauma and we want to regulate ourselves and we want to let things go and we want to forgive, the first thing we need to do is release the emotion that is trapped within our body. So that is what a nervous system regulator is. So as a coach, I am not only working with you to get to the level that you want to get on in your elevator, but it's also about regulating that nervous system that needs to be regulated in order to achieve the goals you set forth for yourself. I am also a corporate wellness facilitator that uses Lego series play, laughter yoga, and some of my techniques with regulating the nervous system to work in corporate environments to give people the space to bring in creativity, bring in that dopamine, serotonin to solve problems within an environment in the corporate to make it more of a teamwork atmosphere and a sustainable atmosphere and a creative atmosphere by using certain techniques. Anyway, enough about me. I could go on and on and on, but tonight's show is a big topic that has become, and I'm going to apologize, I have recently strained my voice, and through that, or my voice box, through that, I learned that I was susceptible to getting sick, so I am going through a little bit of the hoarseness and sickness as I regain my voice. But tonight is all about when you become your own non-negotiable standard. What if the standard you held others to was finally the one you honored within yourself? We set non-negotiables for work, relationships, and family, but how often do we set them for ourselves? And then in this episode of Emotional Elevator, I invite you to explore what it truly means to become your non-negotiable standard. You'll reflect on where you're overproving, overexplaining, and learn how to shift from self-abandonment to self-alignment. I share how honoring your peace, your energy, and your worth isn't selfish. It's sacred. Because when you become the standard, you stop seeking permission and start living in your power. So that starts with, what are the non-negotiables that you have for maybe loved ones, for your job, for anything, but you don't have it with yourself? And what I mean by this is, how many times has someone supposed to meet you or do something on a day and they call you and say, you know what, something's come up, I can't meet you. And you're like, okay, that's fine. And you give them permission. But when you have something come up and you're supposed to meet someone, you get so guilt-wrenched that you can't call in that card and say, hey, look, something's really come up. How many times have you told somebody that it's okay, take that time to yourself, but you won't do it for yourself? Because we put a lot of non-negotiables on our relationships, on our friendships, and on our work environments, but we don't do it with ourselves. I can tell you, sorry, cough drop. I can tell you that being within the corporate environment, manager of many restaurants, retail, and someone is sick. I'm going to use this for instance. And they come into work and you're like, no, you know what? You don't sound good. Why don't you go home and rest? Well, I can't. Yes, you can. Why can't you? And then you go in to make them feel so warm and fuzzy about leaving and going home and caring for themselves. And then you become sick and you show up because of your own guilt. But for somebody else, you saw that as a non-negotiable. Go home. Take care of yourself. If you need anything, call me. Here, take some chicken noodle soup with you or whatever. But when it comes to yourself, that's not a non-negotiable for yourself. See, a lot of times in those environments, when it's a work environment, well, I really didn't want them here because I didn't want anyone else getting everyone else sick. But then you do the same thing. That should be a non-negotiable for yourself, where you're caring for yourself, not just caring for others. And sometimes it's that guilt and that shame that we have within us. So what are some of your non-negotiables? Maybe in a relationship, you have a non-negotiable with your partner. Well, I want blah, 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 blah from them. The part of this is that needs to be a non-negotiable with yourself. So if you want them to do X, Y, Z, are you doing X, Y, Z for yourself? And are you becoming your own non-negotiable? Because that's what this topic is so important, and why listening to yourself, especially when the body is telling you, you know what, you need to take a moment. You need to rest. And if you have children, maybe even a parent, maybe even a partner, and they're not feeling well, and you're like, I'll take care of that, or I'll do that for you. Don't worry about it. But then when it's you have too much guilt or shame, so you can't allow somebody to do for you what you do for somebody else. See, that's having non-negotiables with somebody else, but not with yourself. There's so many non-negotiables that I had for so many other people that I learned to establish for myself, and that I work with my clients on establishing for themselves. They just got to accept me as who I am. And you see that as a non-negotiable for somebody else, but you don't see it as a non-negotiable for yourself. See, this is a big topic for many people, that they write down all these non-negotiables and they don't see them within themselves, to have a list of non-negotiables for themselves. And how liberating and self-aligning it would be to have non-negotiables for yourself. And maybe I should go into what a non-negotiable is, something that you would not accept. A non-negotiable is ne non, meaning don't, and negotiable is accepting of. So, what are you accepting of other people or don't accept from other people, but you accept it for yourself because of maybe that low-lying guilt or shame, or I can't disappoint anyone. Why not? Because in reality, who are you disappointing? Yourself. So this is such a big topic in this day and age when everyone's talking about working on their healing and going on these self-aligned journeys, is to ask people, what are your non-negotiables? And then ask, what are your non-negotiables with yourself? See, when I'm working with clients, one of the things I ask them to do is write a resume of their perfect self. And then I also ask them to write lists of their non-negotiables for others. And then, how many of those do they represent within themselves, or how many others do they honor? It's more about honoring yourself. Because if you think about setting boundaries, that could be a non-negotiable with yourself to create that grounding, that roots amongst everybody. Because you've got to be grounded in life in order to really excel in anything you're doing. Learning that the non-negotiable is doing things for myself first, and then inviting others in to do for yourself. Because that is where this all plays into. It becomes spiritual, emotional, evolutional within yourself to have this and to ask yourself, what is it that I accept from others, that I accept from others that I don't accept within myself? So think about that. What is the things that you accept from others? Love, praise, validation, acceptance, but you don't accept within yourself. Because that's a big key to this, is allowing someone to say no to you, but you're not willing to say no to them. That should be a non-negotiable. Not saying, well, they said no to me, so I'm going to say no to them this time. No, it's basically saying that I'm going to listen to my body or to my mind or to my spirit and say no and not negotiate. Because part of that too is whenever they're like, oh, you can't come, why not? And then you're like, you feel like you've got to give these excuses instead of just setting that foundation, that non-negotiable, that no is your answer. You don't have to say the whys. Because think about this too. How many times has someone just called you and said, you've called them and said, hey, can you do blah, 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 blah? And they go, no. Okay. And you hang up the phone and you're accepting of a no from them. But you, when asked upon, have to give the long drawn out song and dance. Make that a non-negotiable. No means no. Set that boundary that is non-negotiable. Because that only elevates yourself, makes you more grounded, makes you more emotionally stable, spiritually stable within yourself. so that you can continue to lay down those roots and that foundation to continue on that path of putting yourself first, self-aligning with what you truly value within yourself, and not what you see others will value within you. Become your own non-negotiable. It is time for our break tonight. And while you're on break, go ahead and look up Sandy Byrd. That's Sandy with two E's, SandyByrd.com. That's my website. I am on all social media platforms under Sandy Byrd. You can reach out to me at Sandy@SandyByrd.com or even at one of my prominent emails, SandyByrdCoach@gmail.com. Sorry, I had a moment there. And if you're out there and you enjoy this show, please give me a 5-star review. Search Emotional Elevator. It would be so grateful to me, and I'll help to assist get out the words about teaching people about their non-negotiables. But let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Byrd, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I've been talking about the non-negotiable for yourself. And what are some of the non-negotiables? But first, if you're enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. You can search Emotional Elevator, and it's grateful to me, and it will help assist get out the word and talk about these non-negotiables. Share it with somebody you know that could definitely elevate themselves on their emotional elevator with their non-negotiables. So in the first part of my show, I talked about the non-negotiables. We tend to not put non-negotiables on ourselves, but we put non-negotiables on others. We do it with our jobs. we do in our relationships. We say these are the non-negotiables. I am not willing to work every night of the week. But then we do things that don't nourish ourselves. We need to set non-negotiables for ourselves. And that is a big thing I work with my clients on. Because think about this as a big non-negotiable. You don't talk to others in a certain way, but you definitely talk to yourselves or ourselves in a certain way. That should be a non-negotiable. I will not speak bad or ill of myself because I would not do that to others. Think about that. How many times have you ever had someone, you tell them the truth, they ask you for the truth, and you tell them the truth, and you do it in a soft, kind, and loving way, but you don't do it with yourself when it comes to the truth? We bash ourselves. We speak ill to ourselves, which we wouldn't speak to others. So that needs to be a non-negotiable. A non-negotiable should be, I do not dim myself to make others feel okay about themselves. That should be a non-negotiable. Because don't dim your light for somebody else who you would not ask them to dim your light for you, but you'll do it for yourself. Caring for yourself, listening to yourself, telling somebody else or offering somebody else, I'll bring you some soup and crackers and you just lie in bed and take care of yourself. But when you're the one down and out, you don't take care of yourself. This is a theme that's been with my clients recently is we all set examples, but we don't be the example. Be the example that you're willing to set by having the non-negotiables with yourself first. A non-negotiable should be, I will listen to my intuition on the first go around. If my intuition tells me I shouldn't go. But if somebody came to you and said, oh gosh, I've been really thinking about this and I shouldn't go and I shouldn't do this, you would tell them, well, listen to yourself. And you make that a non-negotiable for them that you do not make for yourself. Align yourself so that you speak and embrace yourself in a loving, caring manner like you would for others. It's the good proverb of do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Do unto yourself as you do unto others. How about that? That is a big verse that people recite everywhere. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But here's the thing. Do unto you as you do unto others. Because think about all the times you have done for others that you would never do for yourself. You would never slow down. You would never tell someone to dim their light, but you are willing to dim your light for somebody else. You're willing to not put a boundary, but you respect somebody else's boundary. Those should be non-negotiables with yourself first. Caring for yourself so you can care for others. A non-negotiable is a boundary, basically, in a different way, but it starts with you, within yourself. I feel like that's all I keep saying is this is for yourself. When we encompass so many other people in our space, in our environment, in our emotional self. Like, my dancing be weird? And I would really speak to others around me to be the same way. But when they're like that crowd that you feel you need to be with, maybe that's not your crowd anymore. If you feel that you have to dim yourself for, sometimes those aren't your people because you have decided to come up with non-negotiables for yourself. And that's why this is a big platform to talk about, is these non-negotiables. So what non-negotiables do you have that you want to set a foundation for? Do you want to stop dimming your light for others? Do you want to stop talking to yourself in ways that you would never talk to others? Do you want to be accepting of yourself as you would be for others? So I challenge you, as you're listening to this, just write down, start off with two non-negotiables for yourself. Then go to five. After five, go to seven. After seven, go to 10. I guarantee if I said, write down two non-negotiables with others, jobs, relationships, loved ones, you would easily come up with two non-negotiables for them. How about with yourself? First one, I will never speak to myself the way I would never speak to others. I will honor myself as I honor others. Start with those as your non-negotiables. And then continue to add to it. Because when you start putting yourself first, freedom, you become more free to be who it is you're meant to be. And your elevator will start rising. You'll start elevating yourself. Because as I just mentioned a little while ago, you have to be grounded in life to really excel at anything. What is it that you accept from others that you don't accept for yourself? Those are non-negotiables. The biggest one out there, I will not dim myself to make others feel okay about themselves. Be the example that you're willing to set. Be the example you're willing to set. That should be above all your biggest non-negotiable. Now that I feel like I'm sitting here with my hands at my throat, pause. I will pause and respond instead of react. Number one, non-negotiable. So again, thank you for joining me tonight on the non-negotiable topics on Emotional Elevator. And always reach out to me at sandyberg.com or on any social media platform and be your non-negotiable. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.